The reaction to President Obama's gun control proposals has been swift in Michigan, Jack. Tell us about the proposals making their way through the legislature.
There's three proposals. One, probably the least controversial, would bring Michigan law, gun control law, into conformity with federal law. But then there's one that's almost directly opposite to that, which affirms that federal gun control law doesn't apply to any guns or ammunition manufactured in Michigan. There's no way that anybody really thinks this bill's constitutional, so it's not quite clear why we would want to pass it or if this is more than just a show. The final bill would remove certain information about gun control from a Freedom of Information Act request, and this is probably a direct response to the newspaper in New York that printed the addresses of everybody who had applied for a gun permit. Very controversial thing. So we'll just have to see what happens to these bills in the full Senate and then the House.
Former Michigan Supreme Court Justice Diane Hathaway is expected to be in a federal courtroom next week to face a bank fraud charge. Are there some likely candidates to replace Hathaway on the bench, Jack?
The main names you're hearing are Colleen O'Brien, who was the Republican candidate for the Supreme Court last November. A drawback against her, she finished dead last among all the major party candidates. There's also Kirsten Frank Kelly, despite her middle name, is not related to Frank Kelly, the Attorney General, but is a well-regarded Republican justice. So I would guess that he would probably pick a name fairly soon.
Well, there's a new rule about moonlighting for people appointed by city or school districts, emergency financial managers. What prompted that change, Jack?
We had sort of this bizarre, very incredible situation. We had this gentleman who had a full-time job with the Detroit Water Department, then was appointed by the emergency manager in Flint to be director of their public safety. Both these jobs paid more than $130,000 a year in two cities, you know, some distance apart. He said he did it by working at least 40 hours a week at each, nights and weekends, and this simply didn't fly. So he ended up giving up the Flint job, or being made to give up the Flint job. And so from now on, this is sort of a sensible procedure. Anybody who is working in an emergency manager situation, working a job in a city supervised by an emergency manager, has to ask for permission to moonlight. And, you know, there's a lot of places in the private sector where that's true, too. So this would seem to me to make some sense. You have to say that the gentleman who had these full-time jobs in two cities 60 miles apart, now that's chutzpah.
Well, it's clear that you moonlight all the time, don't you, Jack?
Well, with the current weather, I haven't seen the moon in some weeks, Rena, but we'll keep hoping.
Have a great weekend.
You too.